AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Two Pakistani officials say Iran has received a 15-point proposal from the U.S. to reach a ceasefire in the war. A senior security analyst based in Islamabad with knowledge of the ongoing ceasefire talks says the discussions facilitated by Pakistan's top political and military leadership were making quiet but swift progress, adding that Iranian leaders remain deeply distrustful due to what he described as decapitation strikes on their political, military, and intelligence leadership. He also said the leaders would agree to direct talks in Pakistan only if firm U.S. guarantees are provided to halt attacks. Iran has insisted it's not engaged in negotiations with the U.S., and today a military spokesman mocked the U.S. over its diplomatic efforts. In other news, the NTSB is continuing to investigate the deadly crash at LaGuardia Airport.
The fire truck and the deadly collision with an Air Canada jet at New York's LaGuardia Airport Sunday did not have a transponder, something not required, but NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says maybe it needs to be.
Controllers should have all the information and the tools to do their job.
She also says the airport surface detection did not alert, and while there were two air traffic controllers, it's unclear what their roles were.
It is not clear who was conducting the duties of the ground controller. We have conflicting information. We have some information saying it was the controller in charge. We have some information saying it was the local controller.
The truck was crossing the tarmac for a different plane with an odor issue when the collision with the Air Canada jet happened. Both pilots died. 40 passengers were injured. The NTSB stressing there are usually numerous failures accounting for major accidents. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. Democrat Emily Gregory has won a Florida special election, flipping a state legislative district that's home to Mar-a-Lago, the Palm Beach estate that President Trump counts as his residence. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a verdict in New Mexico's landmark social media trial.
A New Mexico jury has found social media conglomerate Meta harmful to children's mental health in violation of the state's consumer protection law. Prosecutors say Meta, which owns Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp, prioritize profits over safety. Attorneys for Meta say the company discloses risks and makes efforts to weed out harmful content and experiences. Jurors found there were thousands of violations, each counting separately towards a penalty of $375 million. New Mexico's case was among the first to reach trial in a wave of litigation involving social media platforms and their impacts on children.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.